Item 2, from the County Election Commission, providing a verbal update on the commission and its operations. This item is informational only unless otherwise directed by the committee.
Thank you. Mr. Grady, could you give us the overview for the Election Commission, please?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The Election Commission is established by state statute, and I think most of the members here are fairly familiar. In general, the process is the county executive is given a list of names by the two parties, at least for now it's two parties, and he selects two from the winning party in the recent election and one from the losing party in the recent election to be on the commission. Those are not subject to confirmation by the board.
The recent governor's election, or which race prevails? Governor's election.
I was just going to look. I think, governor's election. The two political parties receiving the most votes for governor in the county. So in Waukee County, whoever is the higher vote getter for the recent governor's election, then he gets a list from that party and picks two names and then picks one from the other party.
Mm-hmm.
Then the staffing is also in statute, 7.21 of the state statutes. The County Board of Election Commissioners may hire an executive director who shall perform whatever duties the board assigns to him or her. The county board shall determine the salary of that executive director. Appointment and removal of that executive director shall be subject to civil service standards, in other words, for cause, not at will. Those are the general provisions.
If commissioners and staff, if you could join us, that would be good. You can, as you saw on the first item, if you have questions or comments, you're free to share those without being asked. Otherwise, we'll have questions from members. I guess just to start off, could we just have an introduction of the two commissioners present and as well as staff?
I'm Lillian Schussman.
She's the vice chair. I'm Nancy Penn. I'm the chair.
I'm Suzanne Emmer, the deputy administrator of the Election Commission.
Thank you all for joining us this morning. Supervisor Borkowski.
Well, thank you for being here, and thank the commissioners. I know that I've seen, especially you, at more than a few meetings during the budget and that kind of stuff. So
So
it's going above and beyond the call of duty. That's great. Mr. Chairman and committee members, we're lucky that Suzette has been with us for as long as she has, because Suzette, you're probably the only one that actually has any experience in that office up there. When did Lisa leave?
August 14th.
Okay. And we did not... there's no other staff person there, right?
Cynthia Fox is currently the office
still there?
Support. She will be here for... She's currently there, yes.
Okay. Well, so we luck out because we've got someone like Suzette, and we've got two other people who obviously take their jobs very, very seriously. As we come into a very critical election year, 2014, we're going to have some huge elections. Thank you all for being here and helping us. We're just lucky that we haven't been embarrassed. You know, I mean, where's the responsibility? I mean, let's say something happens with this group. I mean, the media is not going to come after the three of them. They're going to come after us, or they're going to come after the county executive. Okay, that's just reality. All right, and so we've been fortunate. Thank you for kind of protecting us. That's all I have.
Supervisor Weishaupt.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I guess just once again for our corp counsel, as with the PRB, and since we have an opening in the executive director position, the responsibility for fulfilling that position that falls to the Election Commission itself?
Mr. Chairman, correct.
And I guess the same question would be, and I'm sure that it'd be similar, that they do have access, I guess, to the county resources to through human resources to develop that job description and then find acceptable candidates. Is that part of
it? Mr. Chairman, I would say the same thing here, is that the statute gives the authority to hire the executive director to the Election Commission, but the Election Commission, even more than the PRB, meets even less frequently, I believe.
Is what?
Meets even less frequently than the PRB?
We meet every other Monday.
Well, you do. Okay, so about the same it's about the same frequency.
Okay.
And
more often when things like this come up.
So, in answer to the Supervisor Weishaupt's question, yes, I would assume. I haven't talked to the administration, but I assume the administration would be happy to help the Election Commission in the solicitation of a candidate.
I mean, we
perhaps
are
we
in
go
the
to
process.
Ms. Penn, as the chair, I have a sense that they're a little further along in the process than.
Right. The question for the Election Commission is if you could just, describe the impact of our recent, at least proposed county budget, up until today's vetoes when it's finalized, but the impact on the Election Commission and how you see it affecting your job going forward.
The budget unfunds the third position and will expect us to rely on hourly employees, part-time hourly employees, to fill those duties. Those people will be on call. I believe there's 8 positions, somewhere between 8 and 10. Right now we have 3 openings. We call people, and if they're available, they come in. If they're not available, they don't come in. So those people will help us with the clerical stuff, doing a canvass, verifying the elections after they've been held. And I can give you an update on where we are with the executive director if you're ready for that.
Yes, sir, please.
Okay. So we, Human Resources in 2013 is doing a JEQ job evaluation questionnaire process, looking at all the job descriptions for employees. And so we went through that process for the executive director, made sure that the job description is in keeping with all the statutes that says what the executive director, and it would be the same as what county clerks are responsible for, all the aspects, so that everything is in that job description. Right now, that job description is in human resource compensation, and they are. We're just asking for a final approval from them, and then it will be put into a folder where it can be posted, and we can conduct a search. We have chosen to do an emergency assignment. We can do that much quicker. There's also some potential legislative changes that make an emergency assignment more practical. So the plan is to send it out to county clerks, and if there's anybody we know or, you know, by word of mouth, identify some appropriate candidates. If that doesn't produce appropriate candidates, then we'll expand the search. So, we hope to get this moving rather quickly.
If I can. So when you talk about you trying to use the emergency assignment or emergency appointment, you're talking about a faster process of filling.
Correct.
Than the normal.
Correct.
But still a 60-day process or 90-day process, or what do we think?
Well,
perhaps you haven't been through it before, so you wouldn't know. But
I'd like to say a 60-day process, but
the other process would have been further along.
Sure.
Actually, we've been working on it pretty diligently since we were sworn in.
Okay.
So Lisa left about a week before we were sworn in. So
okay. And so in working with HR on the emergency appointment, did they ever describe to you the typical process that they use when there's a vacancy like this, that they would, when you have a remaining staff, that they typically would temporarily assign someone of the existing staff into the position on an interim basis? Did they provide you that information? It just seems peculiar that we effectively don't have an interim director, that those duties must be being performed, and yet this seems to be out of the norm that we don't have an interim appointment in this position. And I wouldn't blame you for not knowing that if they didn't share it. So
it was not recommended.
Okay.
It was advised against.
Okay. I don't want to get into the specifics of it if there are sensitive reasons, but Supervisor Weisha.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. So you've been in close contact with the county executive because I think, as it's been pointed out, the election commission, since they're responsible for the hiring process, you could, you know, walk down the street tomorrow, find somebody, and say you are hired if the board, if the commission so chooses, and to fill that, rather than waiting for this compensation study and to get human resources to move at their, you know, at their pace. Because
if you look at the statutes, I think we could actually do just that. Whether that's advisable is a different story. But
well, just on that, I would like to say I'm not quite sure where you're getting your advice from, because the fact is I look at this that you know, we're the largest county in the state. 20% of the state's population resides in Milwaukee County. We have big elections coming up in, you know, spring and fall. We've had two special elections in Milwaukee County just recently. That this isn't something that can wait. And I think if you know of a qualified candidate, my advice would be to fill the position as soon as possible.
We do not.
And I would hope that once again the exec's office gets the message that they need to be as proactive and helpful in that search.
I'll tell you that human resources, the county executive's office, the county clerk, all of these people are acting as advisors and support. They are not. None of them is actually directing us. They offer their advice, and we discuss it and make a decision. But we don't have a ready candidate. We have to find one. And sending the posting out to county clerks makes the most sense, because they've been responsible for elections, and there might be a few of them who would be interested in working for the county.
Thank you. Thanks for your comments.
Supervisor Rainey, and then Sessions.
Yes, Ms. Emery, how many people currently staff the county election office, election commission office?
There's myself, and then I will have a full-time office support until January 1st. We have 7 hourlies, as the chairperson of our commission mentioned. There are 3 openings, and that's also been a very slow process as far as filling those 3 openings. And
Are you currently running a backlog?
I would say that I am doing Lisa's job, and therefore the things that I was responsible for have taken a second seat, especially with these special elections. Those are a priority.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Supervisor Tyskunas.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Not really questions, but just some comments. First, thank you to the volunteers. I mean, it's, again, a big job that you've kind of stepped into with, you know, some big decisions you have to make with, you know, probably not enough support. The JEQ, I mean, the members of the Finance Committee went through that. I mean, that might be done next month. It might be done next year. You know, nobody knows when the JEQ is going to be done, so they're sort of handcuffed with that, just as the Finance Committee and the board was kind of handcuffed with it trying to go through the budget process. So, you know, Lord only knows when we're going to see the mystical JEQ, you know, finished. You know, Ms. Penn just kind of hit the nail on the head when she talked about talking to the county clerks. We're the only county in the state that runs it this way. And I know that, and I just wanted to let the board members know I've been working on something and I'm going to continue, and I guess it's timely. And I have talked to the executive's office and the county clerk about folding the, at least the professional staff into the county clerk and having the county clerk oversee our and run our elections. I didn't jump on that this time because Mr. Czarnecki said with it was a little too much right now going on, and I don't think the county exec was quite ready to move, but that's certainly something I'm looking at in the coming year. So I guess I wanted to let you folks know, too, that that's really something I'm going to be looking at. I just think that if that were the case, we wouldn't be finding ourselves where we are right now. We would have county clerk staff who could be covering if the executive director were to leave. You know, there's people who can provide backup on the jobs, and I just think it would be a better system. I know that I heard that statutorily, we have a volunteer group who presumably, you know, has to make a living somewhere as well, is in charge of hiring the executive director, and I have to tell you that's in 27 years of being in government, this is the first I've heard of that sort of job being given to a volunteer group. So, but that's statutory, so that's going to be a little harder to change, I guess. But so those are really just comments. It's again, thank you, Mr. Chairman, for bringing this up so that the committee can really look at how we do this. And again, I am going to have at least one suggestion on how to hopefully improve and streamline the process in the coming months.
It's rather unfortunate that the exec's office is still not present and represented, because I think Ms. Penn gave passing reference to the fact that there might be some legislative activity on this, and it's certainly something that I've heard rumor of, and I wanted to specifically ask the exec's office what role they've had in shaping any draft legislation or supporting any draft legislation in making such a change. It would have been helpful for them to be present. Perhaps this isn't the right place to talk about the temporary assignment, but I would encourage you to at least maybe revisit that discussion with HR. It is traditionally how such a thing would be handled in a temporary case, that there's an assignment to a higher classification. If the person is filling in and actually doing the duties of the higher job, they're typically entitled to that compensation. That's not out of the ordinary, and it would terminate at any time upon you filling the vacancy or there being a change in the staffing. So it just doesn't make sense to me. The only reason not to use it in my mind is if there's a concern with the person. But if the person's actually doing that position, then there must not be a concern with the person. So I understand it's not appropriate for us to discuss, if there are personnel issues, not to discuss the specifics in public. But I just offer that as my experience. We have, the administration has at least half a dozen high level and dozens of other temporary assignment to higher classification right now in other departments. So it's the process. Were there other comments or questions or things, ways we could be helpful?
My professional background is a human resource manager, and I just a suggestion that that when someone terminates their employment in other organizations, there's been an all-staff email that goes out that says, you know, John Doe is no longer employed with this organization as of this date. No explanation, but everybody knows. You can figure it out yourself, but at least everybody gets everybody knows.
Sounds logical. Sometimes we
unsolicited advice.
Sometimes we're forced to put logic into ordinance around here, but
well, we are the county board of irrelevance.
All right. I do appreciate you making the time to
sure.
come down here. I hope that it's been helpful for everyone in some way to get a better understanding of the situation that we're in and the process to move forward. So, thank you. All right. With that, we'll take up item 3, our real business of the, our real action item of the day.